हरे कृष्ण। इन द कन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन प्रहलाद एंड हिरण्यकशिपु, प्रहलाद रिवील्स दिस वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फैक्ट। यू विल सी हिरण्यकशिपु सीइंग दैट प्रहलाद इज टॉकिंग अबाउट श्रवणम कीर्तनम विष्णुस्मरणम पालसेवनम अर्चनम अंदनम दास्यम सख्यम आत्मनिवेदनम दिस नवविधा भक्ति टू बी द टॉप मोस्ट विजडम। And those men who are engaged in Navida Bhakti to be the most intelligent people. When Hiranyakashipu heard it, he became angry. He said, "Hey, what is this? My son has been taught some asar. Asar means that which is insubstantial or that which is useless." So he considered the practice of Bhakti Yoga to be useless and unpurposeful or good for nothing. And you will see this very same asuric mentality is seen in people in the modern times. When some relatives see that a boy has shaved up his head, is a brahmachari, is worshipping the deities, is chanting and dancing, and is preaching Gita Bhagavatam, they are suddenly shocked. Oh, he was an engineer. He can go to America. He can make millions of dollars he can make. And he can live a very affluent and happy, luxurious material life. Somebody has put a tilak and shaven up his head and cheated him, and a poor fellow who is suffering. Like that they tend to think. They think it is insubstantial or useless. Because for such people with such mentality, the material world appears to be very purposeful and substantial. Their handsome bodies, the facilities for enjoying good food and good accommodation and big bungalows and big cars and a fat salary and moving all around the world and becoming popular personalities and having a big social circle. All these things appear very substantial for those asuric mentality people. But people like Prahlad are not fools, because Prahlad has blueprint of not only what the spiritual life is all about, he also has the blueprint of the materialistic asuric demons. What is their blueprint? He says that. That's why he tells his father, "My dear father, you are asking me how I got this mentality of being a Hare Krishna." He is telling, "Matirna Krishne parato svato vamito bipadyeta grihavratanam adanta govir vishatam tamishram punah punah charvita charvananam." He is saying that those who are materially minded, materialistic asuric mentality people, their mati can never be changed. Even by their own endeavor or by others' good advice or even by conference meetings and other things, it's useless, because they are determined thieves, griha pratana. Their map for the material world is, "I want to enjoy this material world." They don't want to serve the Lord. Having uncontrolled senses, they will enter into the darkest of the hell and suffer life after life. That is their, now they have enjoying program, they will end up in suffering program. And then he told, why these people are like this, having such a mentality? He said, the next verse, they are ignorant of their self-interest in Vishnu. He said, Nate vidu swartha gatim Vishnu. And then he said, they are ambitious to enjoy the material world. Durashayaye bahirarthamanina. And then he said, because of that, they are misled by bogus gurus. Andayatandai rupaniyamanas. And therefore they are entangled. Tepishantriyamurudamnibadda. They are ignorant. Then they are ambitious to enjoy. Misled by bogus gurus. And they are entangled in this world. This is the material map. Remain ignorant fool. And then you have ambition to enjoy the material world. Be misled by the bogus gurus who supply you sense gratification, and simply remain entangled birth after birth. And Prahlad said, "My dear Papa, I have no interest to follow your foolish path. You are a blind fellow and you are misleading so many other blind people behind you, and I don't want to follow your path, because this is the path of all asuras." He said, I have the asuric map in my hand and I have the devotee's map. And out of the two maps, devotee's map is most impressive, most heart-touching for me, because the devotee map is just opposite to asura's map. Asuras are ignorant of their self-interest in Vishnu, but devotees know Vishnu is the real substantial person, Vastava Vastu, to be worshipped and adored. And also, the materialists have the ambition to enjoy the material world. Devotees' ambition is to use everything in the material world to please Lord Vishnu. And materialists are misled by ignorant blind men, blind leading the blind, all falling into ditch. Whereas the devotees follow the path of Mahajano Yena Gata Sapantha, of great enlightened visionary acharyas. The very parampara begins with Lord Krishna himself handing over the wisdom to Brahma, Narada, Vyasa and such enlightened great acharyas. The devotee follows their path which leads them back to Godhead. The materialists ultimately get entangled and suffer birth after birth. Whereas the devotee gets liberated even while living in this world. What to speak of after death? Therefore, Prahlada's forward march in service to Lord Krishna is not due to some sentimental approach or due to some gullible, being a gullible child. He was tricked by some people or something. Prahlada was fully enlightened about what is vidya, what is avidya, what is right, what is wrong, what is devotee's map and what is asura's map. With full awareness and consciousness, he took to Krishna consciousness, which was unknown to his foolish father, Hiranyakashipu, who was a hardcore materialist, for whom the glitter and glamour of the material world was all impressive and substantial, and for whom Lord Vishnu was his enemy, and service to Vishnu was an insubstantial thing, according to his foolish mindset. So, even after we have taken to devotional service, some people still have ambition to enjoy the material world. This very mindset is asuric mentality. If one does not give up this asuric mentality to enjoy the material world, nobody can become truly happy in life. This map is a wrong map. We have to throw away the wrong map and get the right map from the Vaishnava Acharyas. The right map is to use everything in the Lord's service and condemn oneself for wanting to enjoy the material world. If one doesn't condemn oneself for that and one thinks it's all right, then that all right will make one either land in heaven or rot in the material world over and over again. Therefore, if you want to chant the holy name, Lord Chaitanya taught the right mindset. Nadanam najanam nasundarim kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahaituki tvayi. My dear Lord, I do not want wealth or women or followers. And all these things are entangling agents. I simply want to birth after birth after birth. I love you, serve you, satisfy you. And I have no other ambition. This is my only ambition. So keeping this ambition in the core of our hearts, we should chant the holy names. And that will actually purify us of whatever little tinge of enjoying mentality that we already have while wandering in this world. And we can cleanse that mentality and develop the service mentality, which is actually the very true, very natural, original nature of the soul. Harinam Prabhu ki.